It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Hey-o! Yo! Happy Sunday evening, New York City. It's Pat Boyle with you right here on the Fan. I got you till 11 p.m. and you can tweet me or find me on Instagram, both at PatBoyle44. The new phone number, in case you don't have it saved into your phone yet or into your brain, that's how you join the show, 888-808-1019. Again, that's 888-808-1019. It's on me! That's what Alex Verdugo said after the Yankees' worst loss of the season today, in which he makes an error that you'd see at a Little League 11-year-old baseball game.
This one's on me.
This one's on me. Yeah, you think so, Doogie? You think so, bro? I mean, what a way. What a typical Yankee way to end the weekend. They get your hopes up. They look like they're finally coming out of this tailspin where they've been the worst team in baseball for the last month. 8-18 now officially in the last 26 games. But, okay, they win the second game of that Rays series. They beat the Orioles on Friday night. They get Brandon Hyde. I will talk about him, what a pig he is. Loser Orioles manager trying to start beef, benches clearing brawl with the Yankees when it's, you know, pretty obvious. If you didn't see today, Clay Holmes, who can't throw a single strike in the pouring rain, hits Kjerstad in the head. And, that was definitely intentional, right? In the pouring rain in a save situation in the bottom of the ninth in a three-run game. We'll get to that as we get along here. But the Yankees win Friday night 4-1. And the Orioles have been... they've been in a slump lately anyway, so I don't want to act like this is a huge feat that the Yankees had won the first two games, but it's battle for the AL East. Yankees beat them Friday night 4-1. They clobber them yesterday 6-1, in which Wells goes deep, Soto goes deep, Judge, a little back-to-back, a little belly-to-belly. Cole dominates, heel dominates, and then you're down today. Ben Rice, Rice baby, comes through with a massive three-run home run. And here you go. You're staring down the barrel of being leaders in the AL East. Even though we have won eight out of your last 26 games. And good old Clay Holmes comes in. And we'll get to Holmes in a bit as well. More on him in terms of his problem as the Yankees closer and what they need to do to fix that. But, and the dust settles, Clay Holmes, even though he walks a guy, gives up a base hit, walks another guy. He got five outs. Clay Holmes gets five outs in the inning, and the Yankees still lose because Volpe, I mean, you could see the fear ate him alive on that play, which should have ended the game. He backtracks, backpedals three times, lets the ball eat him up, eat him alive. Can't get the out at second. Clay Holmes says, all right, you know, no problem. I'm going to get Cedric Mullins anyway. I'm going to win this game for us. I'm going to lock down the save, even though I've created most of the problems this inning. But a routine play that a 10-year-old in his sleep can make, that my dead grandma can come out of the grave and probably make that ground ball play there at the end. That's fine. I'll pick you up, Volpe. Routine fly ball to left field. Verdugo, can of corn, ball game over. Yankees win. Oh, whoa, whoa. First step in. I mean, literally, that is what you're taught at 8 years old when you first play, like, actual competitive baseball. This one's on me. When the coaches... no longer throwing, when the tees are put away, your first taste of like actual competitive baseball, and that's one of the first things you're taught in terms of catching fly balls, first step back, and Verdugo sprints in, And then, you know, again, put it on America's Home Funniest Videos, play it on a blooper reel. In the background, falls on his face, ball drops in behind him, game over, Yankees lose. And after being two chances, two routine outs away from sweeping the Orioles in their own park, Yankee fans taking over the stadium, drowning out the, let's go O's, let's go O's, let's go Baltimore, that horrendous accent, after drowning that out all weekend long with let's go Yankees, MVP chance for Judge, Judge clobbering that pitching staff for most of the weekend. You're two routine plays away from sweeping them, taking over first place in the AL East, winning four out of five, and going into the All-Star break saying, wow, all right, worst of the season's behind us. Let's enjoy these next couple of days. And let's get back to it on Friday night. And nope, Alex Verdugo, that's on me.
This one's on me.
Yeah, this one's on me. Okay. Yeah.
He's a dog.
You think? That's what I tell my roommate when, you know, like I cook and then I'll leave the leftovers and throw them in the trash and don't take the trash out, knowing that it's going to stink, that the garbage is going to stink, even though we have a lid on the trash, knowing it's going to stink the next day and I forget to take it out. And then, you know, you wake up and we're getting ready to leave for work and there's just that mutual, what the hell kind of smell is that? And I say to him, I go, like, hey, man, that one's on, this one's on me. Sorry, I forgot to take the trash out. That's when a this one's on me is okay and it's applicable and it's fine. Not when you drop a routine fly ball and you look like a clown to end the game and cost your team. Not when you're 16 for your last 100 and you don't have an absolute plan in the world up at the plate. That's when maybe you save the this one's on me for another time. And I give him credit. The media's right in his face, right? They're gonna pepper him, of course, with that question. So what the hell else is he going to say? But, I mean, there's really nothing you can say after something like that happens. That is a mistake you see in a little league 11-year-old baseball game or junior varsity high school, and you're watching, and you know, my parents, I remember some of the kids, and I was never a professional baseball player. Let's not get that twisted. I played Division III college baseball. But, you know, like, there's some of the kids that I used to play with, and you're watching them try to catch a fly ball, and you're like, oh, my God. And you're going to keep trying to play baseball? Like, that's the kind of play you saw from Alex Verdugo today. You know, when I cut somebody off driving on the highway and because they were in my blind zone, or I just thought I could get in there and, you know what, I misjudged it, and then they give me the horn. You know, first I'll probably give them the finger, but then, like, thinking back on it, if I'm like, okay, yeah, I cut that person off, like, I'd be going nuts if that was the person in front of me. So then,
this one's on me.
Yeah, if you end up passing them in the double lanes, there's a couple times I'll give them the, hey, this one's on me. That's my mistake. You know, pat on the chest. I cut you off. All right, I got it. Go ahead. Not when you drop. No, not when you make the mistake that Alex Verdugo made today. This one's on me. I mean, just an unbelievable loss. Unbelievable loss. Where Carlos Rodon, again, doesn't pitch good. Can't even make it past the fourth inning. Pitches four innings. And then your bullpen, Aaron Boone, pushes the right button time after time after time in that game. Brings in Canely, and okay, yeah, gives up a home run to Santander. But after that, goes to Tonkin for four outs. Guy strikes out three batters. Goes to Luke Weaver, does his job. Goes to Jake Cousins, cousin of Kirk Cousins, does his job. And then brings in the closer, who, yes, has been struggling lately. Yes, has given up like 9 earned runs in his last 12 innings. And yes, again, Clay Holmes works himself into trouble because that's what Clay Holmes does. And the Yankees have to address this closer issue at some point because it's going to happen. And you're kidding yourself if you don't think it's going to happen in October. Game 4, Game 5, ALDS. Game 3, Game 4, ALCS. God forbid, the World Series. And you're telling me, Clay Holmes, like, this isn't a meltdown waiting to happen every time? The guy's going to the All-Star game on Tuesday. He's blown more games in the last week than some pitchers do all season. I mean, how many saves is this guy going to blow? But even today's not the day to rip Clay Holmes. Today, we will have a conversation about what the Yankees need to do in terms of who the closer needs to be, because it shouldn't be Clay Holmes. But today is not the day to rip Clay Holmes. Yes, he works himself into trouble, gives up a single, walks Rutschman. But then after that, the guy would have gotten out of the inning, no runs allowed, gets the save done, sigh of relief. Ben Rice, the hero, again, Rice, baby. And instead, Anthony Volpe backtracks almost into the outfield grass because he was too scared to play a routine ground ball and, of course, botches it and boots it and gags on himself. And then a routine fly ball. First step back. Verdugo races in, falls on his face, and you lose. And the Yankees now one game back in the AL East, and instead of going into the weekend on a high, on a heater, feeling great about the second half of the season, it's another skid mark on what has been the last month of New York Yankees baseball. But hey, this one's on me. All right, Verdugo. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, worst loss of the Yankees season. I mean, again, if you want to play the Aaron Boone card here, there is, I guess, some things to be optimistic about. You know, the pitching staff, Luis Gil has bounced back now with two really, really nice starts. Gerrit Cole looks like himself again. But the rest of this rotation, I don't trust Rodon at all. I don't trust Stroman right now. And Nestor feels like he's either seven innings of one-run ball or he's not making it out of the fourth inning or the fifth inning. Bullpen, all these guys that lead up to Holmes, they've been doing their job. Now, not necessarily for the last, you know, month, but like this weekend, that bullpen was unbelievable. That bullpen was phenomenal. Weaver's been a stud. He should be an all-star. Canely, kind of shaky. Caleb Ferguson's been nice. Tonkin's been a revelation since they got him off the scrap heap when the Mets and the Twins and whatever other teams he was on this year released him. This guy, Tim Hill, the guy that kicks his foot like 7 feet in the air like he's a scarecrow blowing in the wind, he's been great. Now, a bullpen that's been missing several key arms. And then you get to the closer, and it's the least confident you feel out of anybody in the bullpen. The least confident you feel. And the lineup, starting to come around a little bit. Austin Wells, and you know now by default, is going to be catching every day unless he needs a day off. Because now Trevino's out with a grade 2 hamstring strain. He's probably done for 2 months. So they got Omar Narvaez from the scrap heap from the Mets, or whatever the hell they got him from. But Ben Rice is mashing right now. Austin Wells is coming around at the dish. Soto and Judge are still Soto and Judge, even though Soto's kind of going through a slump and he looked horrendous at the plate today. But the Yankees had been doing enough, and yet they still need more. This team still needs a lot of improvements before the trade deadline. Brian Cashman and then Hal Steinbrenner down there in Tampa saying this has gone on long enough. Brian Cashman basically ripping the team. I don't know if that was putting Aaron Boone on notice. I'll tell you one thing, Aaron Boone ain't losing his job. But just what a sour taste. Sour, awful taste in your mouth. It's like the yellow Skittle, or it's like a warhead. That one stays with you a lot longer than the others. This was the worst loss of the season for the Yankees. I still believe they're far and away going to be a playoff team. I don't think that slide that they were going through up until this week is going to continue. You're getting Giancarlo Stanton back. You're going to start to get some of those guys in the bullpen back. But the starting rotation, I'd be looking to upgrade it. I'm not just waiting on Clark Schmidt to come back like he's the holy messiah here. And I'm not waiting for Giancarlo Stanton to come back to fix the bottom half of this lineup because it's putrid. It's pitiful. How long of a leash is DJ LeMahieu going to get? There are several cracks in this foundation, several problems with this franchise and with this roster right now that need serious upgrades at the trade deadline. And Brian Cashman better be working his magic here over the next 2 weeks going into the trade deadline. They better be doing everything they can because this team right now, sure, they'll get into the playoffs like they have basically before last year, all of the last 5-6 seasons. This Aaron Boone core, where it's been Judge, and now it's been Cole, and it's been guys like Gleyber Torres and Giancarlo Stanton. They do enough. They bash other teams. They bash other teams with the home run. They still ground into the most double plays. They still barely can steal any bases. And yes, the defense has improved, but even then today, your two best defensive players make errors that on plays they make 999 times out of 1,000. And when you're going through a streak like this, those plays, those errors, which would basically never happen, happen on back-to-back plays, and they cost you a game. And they cost you a game that went from, in the span of 10 minutes, it went from the win of the season to the loss of the season. And it turned a sweep of your biggest rival in the Baltimore Orioles, and it turns into they salvage the series, they walk you off, they take back sole possession of first place in the AL East heading into the All-Star break. So yes, the Yankees are still a playoff team, but they've been a playoff team basically for the last 6 years under Aaron Boone. What are they going to do to actually separate themselves this time in October? Because it's looking like the same old song and dance once again. It's looking like the same old song and dance yet again. Get off to a hot start, go through a bit of a swoon. I don't think they're going to be playing at an 8-18 clip when they come out of the break, but I mean, we've seen what's wrong with this team. And come October, teams are going to exploit that. Pitch around Aaron Judge every single time. Don't give him a single pitch to hit because nobody after him can beat you. Whether it's Verdugo, even Stanton. Come October, I hope we get the Giancarlo Stanton that crushed the Tampa Bay Rays. Or we get the Giancarlo Stanton that has performed at times in the postseason. And not the one that's 0-2 slider and he's going to swing at it in the other's batter's box every time. But to this point, Anthony Rizzo, when he was hitting cleanup before he got hurt, no matter who hits after Aaron Judge, with the exception of Giancarlo Stanton when he got hot, the Yankees have no protection for the best player in baseball. None. Zero. Zip. And that is a massive problem. They have no problem pitching to Judge because the Yankees, even if he's on first base, they're going to ground into double play because they ground into the most double plays in baseball. Even if Soto gets on, that's fine. The Yankees don't steal bases. We'll walk Judge too. First and second, no problem. We'll get a double play. We'll get out of the inning because then we get to pitch to guys like Gleyber Torres, or we get to pitch to guys like DJ LeMahieu, or we get to pitch to guys right now like Anthony Volpe, who can't hit his way out of a paper bag either. 888-808-1019. And then right now, if you're playing the Yankees, all you got to do is keep it close to the ninth inning. As flip a coin whether or not Clay Holmes is going to be able to locate that big, bad sinker that 80% of the time it feels like when he goes out there, he's got no clue where it's going. 888-808-1019. So you can tell I'm frustrated with how that game ended for the Yankees today, because it was feeling like we were going to get on here on The Fan, you and I, and we were going to be able to talk about how positive of a last couple days this was. You know, the Yankees, couple days here, R&R, as Boone said, rest and relaxation, get to the All-Star break, enjoy it, come out of the gate, ready to be swinging, ready to go back to work, and prove that these last 3 weeks, maybe slightly less of an anomaly than in years past, where they go through these swoons in seasons ago, and you think, well, then, you know, I know how this season's going to end in October, it's going to end in failure. But then you're still reminded. You're still reminded in games like today. So we'll take your calls, 888-808-1019. Just your general reaction to a game like today, because there's not many of those. Not many of those that you get in a group of 162, a game like today. So just your general thoughts. Anything you're fuming about with the Yankees, moves you want to see here over the next 2 weeks. And we'll start it off with your calls right out of the chute here, 888-808-1019. It's Pat Boyle with you here on The Fan. Let's start with Mike. He's in Astoria. Mike, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, brother? How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for making the call.
Yeah, listen, you hit so many of the points with the Yankees. It's actually crazy how many different things are going on with the team. And, you know, they came in so hot, and now they're slumping like they kind of always do. I'm wondering what you think is going to take for the guys to be consistent, because you thought when Juan Soto came over, all of a sudden the rest of the guys started clicking, but they fell into this slump, and now it's even a little bit more. So if you're Cashman, you're getting one piece, is it pitching, the bats, or if the bats aren't working, what are you picking up?
If you're asking me to pinpoint the one thing here, Mike, and this is a good, you know, we can move the conversation here as we, as you Yankee fans, if you want to fume and scream about the game today, you know, as we then start to look for solutions, you know, maybe what's the biggest thing that the Yankees need to improve upon? I would say it's third base.
Yeah.
I would say it's third base. Okay. I would say it's sending DJ LeMahieu to the moon, sending him on a first class rocket ship to Mars.
Yeah.
And Oswaldo Cabrera.
I know Oswaldo Cabrera
had a good start to the season, but he has proven just like last year that he ain't it either. So the Yankees need to go out and get an everyday third baseman at the trade deadline above everything else. And obviously that gives you another bat in the lineup because LeMahieu is an automatic out every single time. And Cabrera, Oswaldo Cabrera, he also is for the most part right now. I like the kid. I wish he would have got more chances after a hot start. The Yankees decided to give the starts back to LeMahieu, and now both of them are in a funk. Both of them stink. So that is the biggest issue. It's one less automatic out in the lineup, and it gives you solidity at third base.
Yeah, you know, my hope is Soto and Judge. You get to the fall, and they get it done. You know, maybe they pull through, but it doesn't give you much confidence what you seen last month.
Yeah, I agree, Mike, and thanks for the call, bro. And as you know, as much as I'd like to say, oh, well, problem solved when Stanton comes back, that was the protection that Judge had, and that's the protection Judge needed. Yeah, hold your breath if Giancarlo Stanton's going to make it through the rest of the season healthy, or once he comes back, because we know Stanton is such a streaky hitter and needs reps and needs at-bats to, you know, really get into a groove, because he usually starts slow and then picks it up in May and picks it up in June, and if you look at his splits over his career, and especially this season, they kind of speak to that. Guy had a 928 OPS in June after, you know, OPS is in the low 700s in the first month and two in the season. Then he gets hurt. So he's going to come back. He's probably going to be cold to start. If he comes back by August 1st, I know they said shortly after the All-Star break, you know, again, with the Yankees, and you can't trust him as far as you can throw him. So if Stanton comes back August 1st, probably 2 weeks of a slump, and then maybe he's getting hot mid-August. But again, you're holding your breath if you think Giancarlo Stanton's getting through the rest of this season healthy. So if he's not there, then what do you do? Then what do you do? I mean, is Ben Rice going to be the big bad protection behind Aaron Judge? You know, they're alternating him between batting cleanup and batting leadoff because the Yankees don't have a leadoff hitter right now because Volpe can't hit and he can't get on base. If Volpe gets hot, that makes things easier. Then you can move Volpe to leadoff. You can have Rice hit cleanup. Well, Stanton hits cleanup. Rice can hit fifth. And then there's not so many dead outs at the bottom of this order. But when I look at the three facets of this team, starting pitching, bullpen, and, you know, everyday guys in the lineup, position players, the biggest thing the Yankees need to address is third base. And obviously the offense. Starting pitching, you get to a best-of-five series. You get to a best-of-seven series. Gerrit Cole's pitching two games. Clark Schmidt's going to pitch at least once. And then, you know, again, you got to make a decision on what you want to do with Luis Gil. The way that he's pitched this year, I think they're going to manage his workload. I want Luis Gil starting a game right now because I sure as hell don't trust Rodon. And then Stroman, Cortez, maybe. So you only really need four starters once you get to the playoffs. The bullpen, I trust up until Clay Holmes. And if this turns into closer by committee as we get towards the end of the season, if it's Luke Weaver who takes over the closing role from Clay Holmes, honestly, at this point, I'm fine with that. Guy's been a stud. Guy's been a rock star. He's been an all-star for basically the entire season. So, I don't think the Yankees at this point are going to have the pompous arrogance to, once we hit October, if Clay Holmes is still as inconsistent and wild as he can be and as he is, I don't think the Yankees are just going to say, oh, you know what, Clay Holmes is our closer. Nope, no doubt about it. We're not even going to toy with the option of somebody else closing games. Absolutely not. It's going to be whoever's going to get the job done. So when it comes to the biggest worries that I have for the Yankees, it's not the starting rotation. It's not the bullpen. It's the offense, and it's specifically getting protection for Judge and getting less dead outs in this lineup. And the biggest thing, the biggest concern is at third base. Because no matter who they've put there, can't get it done. Yeah, to the point where my pal C-Mac, Chris McMonagle, he's like praying on the return of John Birdie. That's how bad it's gotten. Because whether it's been Oswaldo Cabrera, whether it's been DJ LeMahieu, who I think batting average is now in the 140s, not that low, it's 188, but the OPS is 498. That is pathetic. That's sad, honestly. Or whether it was the mini experiment with J.D. Davis, who then gets the flu, and now he's on the 10-day IL with the flu. The third base, the hot corner for the Yankees, has been a joke. It's the single biggest issue on this team. 888-808-1019. Allen's in New Hyde Park. Allen, you're next up on the Fan with Pat Boyle. What's up, bro?
Yeah, Pat, hi. I know we don't really know each other, but I got in my car a little while ago. I'm coming back from the Hamptons. I had a little Hamptons there today.
Wow. How about that for a little humble brag, Alan? You know, I got back from the Hamptons,
Well, I'm on the express right now. I'm in the Hamptons a lot. I call the fan a lot.
Wow. So, Alan, anytime you want to have me up to the Hamptons, please. I will be more than obliged. I'll bring some surfsides. I'll bring, you know, some women. We'll have some fun.
That's fine. So, I assume you're a Yankee fan. I'm actually in my 70s, so I'm a big Yankee fan. So, I had the game on Roku. I had to download the app when I was driving today, whatever, to get out there, and I didn't know it wasn't on the regular station. So, I had the game on my phone. So, I know what you said. I happen to agree with what you're saying in a lot of ways. You know, Holmes, you go back to June, I think the middle of June, when they went to Kansas City. And the team was playing very well then before Stanton got hurt. It's kind of odd that Stanton gets hurt and the team kind of went down the other way. But their bench is horrible. This guy number 14, I don't know his name. I mean, there's some guy there that's just like, they're just not like key players.
Yeah, 14 is Jamai Jones, which, you know, at times I'm wondering.
I got to tell you, when he blew the game in Kansas City, that really pissed me off. That was no errors like today with Volpe. That kind of broke down the game in the ninth inning here. So that game really bothered me. And then from that moment, the Yankees went on the tailspin. They're on now. But I just want to say, you know, you got to realize these things do happen. But winning the first two and the closer doing his job on Friday was a good move on his part getting it done. And yesterday. Today, when Rice, listen, all of a sudden Rice is the Yankee. You know, back when Lou Gehrig took over the first base from, I remember the guy that got hurt.
Wally Pipp.
Could you imagine that Rice is going to take over from our first base who got hurt now? I don't know if that's going to be the case, but this guy Rice, I think he has 6 home runs right now. So you got to look at the positiveness of what the team we have on the field now is representing.
Yeah, and Alan, I get that, and I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. We got to get to a first break here in a little bit, and I wish I could let you go on longer because, you know, again, I'd like that invitation to the Hamptons anytime you want to extend it. You know, again, I'll bring the flip-flops. I'll bring the trunks. I'll bring the sunblock, the booze, the tequila, whatever you want. Just say the word. I'll be there. Yeah, sure, you can look at the positives, but it's tough to look at the positives after a game like this today. Okay, yeah, great. They won a series for the first time in a month. They won back-to-back games for the first time in a month. There's still a lot of issues with this team. Hey, look back at what Clay Holmes has done here in his last 10 times he's pitched. He gives up multiple runs almost every time. I think I saw the stat. The last 12 innings, he's given up 9 runs across 10 games or across 11 games. He's been horrible. He's putrid. And a game like today where, again, he's shaky, he's wobbly, but he would have gotten the job done. And then, you know, something out of a video game that you can't even invent. Volpe lets a routine ground ball that he makes in his sleep eat him up. And then Verdugo, one of the biggest gags I've ever seen, sprinting in for a ball that ended up 10 feet over his head. You can't make it up. So the Yankees need to fix. The Yankees need to decide what they want to do at closer. I would be going closer by committee right out of the All-Star break. And don't just tell me, oh, you know, Holmes, he's been a little overworked lately. He hasn't. He's only pitched 5 times in July. He hasn't pitched back-to-back days since June 18th, June 19th. So I don't want to hear any excuses as to why Clay Holmes hasn't been getting the job done. And then, yes, Clay Holmes will probably go through a 2-month stretch or a 1-month stretch where he's nearly unhittable. But pressure on the line, stakes on the line, October, when it's cold and it's a little tougher to grip the baseball, You're telling me you're not worried about these issues coming up here? 888-808-1019. We got a full bank of Yankee calls. We'll get right back to your Yankee calls as well. A little bit later on in the show, don't go anywhere. We will get to the Mets. And a big thing going on with Pete Alonso here. The Mets, he's in a playoff spot. The first half officially comes to an end, and this remarkable turnaround sees them right now as the third and final team in the NL wild card. Five-game win streak snapped today. They lose to the Rockies. Okay, bad loss, but what a turnaround it was. Everything that's going on with the Mets, plus Jalen Brunson, I mean, just build the statue now. Guy's an absolute legend. He's a savior. We'll get into the details and the specifics of the Brunson extension and what it means for the Knicks going forward, and then why it feels like it's inevitable that Devontae Adams is going to be a Jet. All of that on the table as we go to 11 o'clock. It's Pat Boyle with you here. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. You can tweet me at PatBoyle44. But also coming up next, in addition to your Yankee calls, I want to revisit Friday night as well and tell you why I think Brandon Hyde is a pig for what he did in that benches clearing brawl with the Yanks and the O's. It's Pat Boyle with you right here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.